Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. January 25th. Bringing Sin to the Light.
This week, Derek's teaching focuses on how the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, continually cleanses us from all sin. Today, he looks at the challenge of walking in the light more effectively. Fellowship is the place of light. This is why fellowship is a place of testing. The closer the fellowship, the brighter the light, until you come to the place where there are no hidden corners. There are no shadows. Nothing is swept under the rug. Nothing is covered up. It can be a frightening place for the natural man. But it's the only place where the blood of Jesus fully fulfills its function of cleansing. If you desire cleansing, it comes in the light. If you're in any way wrong before God or wrong with your neighbour, you're not fully in the light, and the blood will never be applied except in the light. What do you have to do? Come to the light. What is coming to the light? Confessing your sins, acknowledging them openly before God. Now that's the hardest thing for natural man to do. The light seems so bright. You may think, oh, I couldn't bring that terrible thing, that awful memory, that guilty secret. I couldn't expose it to the light. The natural man shrinks from it. But the truth is that when it gets to the light, it disappears, because then the blood cleanses it. But if you don't bring it to the light, you keep it. This is a tremendous principle. The blood operates only in the light. Supposing that we've met the condition of walking in the light. If this is the case, then we're in fellowship with our fellow believers, and we have the right to make this our testimony. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim now that I bring to the light any awful memories or hidden sins, and I expose them to the light of Jesus and the cleansing of his blood. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, continually cleanses me from all sin. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.